Hi, welcome back to Babecast. It's been a little bit, considering everything that we've been going through with hurricane after hurricane. I apologize for the time off. Obviously, what's very important is that everyone stays safe, and the women that I had scheduled to come in had to make sure they were preparing for Hurricane Irma. And I know, as a Floridian from South Florida who's dealt with so many hurricanes growing up, it is intense. It's a struggle. It's stressful. Obviously, some suffered more damage than others. And of course, my heart goes out to them. And if you can donate, if you have any spare, I know there's just something to donate to every single day now, literally with everything going on. But I hope everybody is safe and doing okay. So we're back with Babecast, our regularly scheduled program. I actually recorded this interview in the same day that I'm posting it, which is not usually the way that I do things, but it's okay. We got her to come in. We've been back and forth for so long. I was really excited to meet her because she seems so cool just via email, and I already knew we were going to get along. So please welcome to Babecast, creator and owner of String Strang Strong, Brandy Brong. Welcome to Babecast.
Yes,
I'm so excited you're here. We've been back and forth for so long.
Yep.
This hurricane was really a buzzkill for both of us trying to get together.
Yes.
So you're the owner and creator of String Strang Strong.
Correct.
Best name ever.
Yes,
and we're obviously going to talk about your business and your company and your store, but I want to talk about you first because that's usually how I do this. It's been a couple weeks. I feel a little rusty because we had so many, I had to like cancel with so many different women because of the hurricane.
Yes,
really stops
everything.
Your life.
It wrecked everything because you're prepping before it comes.
Right.
And then it's coming and then it's happening and then you're recovering from it.
Right.
And it's forever.
Right. So like for you, you live over on what side of town?
I live in Arlington.
Okay.
Lots of trees, river, bad.
All the stuff you don't want around you in a hurricane.
Bad.
Okay. So you lost your power because I remember last week we had scheduled and you're like, I have four kids, no power, not going
to
make it.
Yeah. No, it was awful. And not to say that it was super bad because I don't want to
could be worse. I know.
Could have been worse.
Everybody
and
says that.
People
yeah.
that were like, you know, lost everything that was awful.
Of course.
But we did lose power.
Yeah.
And we did lose internet. And when you have four kids and you don't have TV or phones that can even like connect to the internet, life gets real interesting real quick. It's bad. It was bad. But it came on. So
how many days did you lose it for?
It was like 3 days. And then JEA kind of teased us because it went on. And then we were like, yes. And then the next day it went off again for like 6 hours.
I heard that happened in a lot of areas.
I think because they like temporarily fix things. And then when they have to go back to like do the real repair, then they have to like shut it off to do the real repair.
They're like teasing everyone. That must be the worst.
We were like,
you think you
hello?
Have it back and you're like, wait, what?
It was so bad. And no air.
It's like the worst time of the year because it's 90 degrees outside.
Yeah.
And I know, like, again, a lot of people lost their whole houses. We don't mean to seem insensitive.
No.
And I feel like a big jerk because I live at the beach and you think, oh, you're going to lose power at the beach. Bad damage, blah, blah, blah. I literally had power. I'm going to say this and everyone's going to be like, F you.
Yeah.
But I had power the next day.
Yeah,
Monday.
No, I don't like you now.
I know.
I had somebody who was messaging me for like an order or something and they were like, oh, how did you do with the storm and everything? And I'm
right.
like, oh, we lost power. And she's like, oh, I feel kind of guilty saying it, but I didn't lose it at all. I was like, I hate
know.
You now.
I'm glad you got it back.
Yes.
And you kept your sanity.
I did.
And
barely.
You have four children.
I do.
How old?
My oldest is 15. He's a boy.
Okay. So that's a fun adventure in itself.
Insert your thoughts there. my next one is 13. He's a boy too.
Okay.
So along the same lines. And then my daughter she'll be 11 in October. And
okay.
then my youngest just turned 7. Actually, during the hurricane, her birthday was on the 12th.
Uh-huh.
So like we did her birthday with no power. And
she probably was like, whatever.
She said it was the best birthday ever.
That's so cute.
I was like, all right, cool.
To be kids again and not complain about anything ever.
Yeah, I'll have to show you the picture. I took a picture of her in front of our hurricane debris with like a happy birthday sign because we had to like
make the best of it.
Yes, we had to. So
that's so cute. And also, I can't believe you have kids that old. Like, you look so young to have children that old.
I started kind of young.
Yeah. It's like already too late for me. I'm like already 30 and
no. It's like that's like the new thing now. You wait. So
yeah, I guess. You're from Jacksonville.
I am.
What part?
I was born here.
You were?
I was born, my dad was Navy.
Okay.
So I was born here, but then my mom and dad divorced when I was younger, so I stayed. I've been here, you know. I moved a couple of times down South Florida, like
where at?
Sarasota area. Okay.
Yeah.
And then I moved back, but
okay.
Yeah, from here. Duval.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
I feel like that's not super common. A lot of people are like move here, but I feel like
yeah.
that's, and it's probably a lot has changed since you were a
yes.
kid. Like it's a whole new city.
Okay. I remember driving out to the beach on Beach Boulevard and there was like nothing. It was like trees the whole
right.
way. And now it's like, you know, anything and everything.
When I first moved here, they were just building the town center. And now it's like, that's a whole new universe.
So you're kind of new.
10, 11 years?
Town
10 years?
Has it been that long
yeah.
since they built town center?
Yeah.
Okay, so maybe you're
well,
not
when
that
you've
new.
Lived here for your whole life, it probably doesn't feel like
oh,
that long ago.
Gosh.
But to me, that seems like forever ago.
Oh, wow.
You're like, oh, God. Oh, time is flying.
No, that's true. When you get older, it's like, that whole cliche is so true.
It is true.
Yeah.
Okay, so did you go to school here?
I went to.
Did you go to school at all?
I went to elementary and middle school here.
Okay.
Moved away for high school, then came back.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
No college, none necessary.
Nah.
Good for you. I mean, I'm not judging because I always say that I wish I wouldn't have because I have so much debt now.
Yeah, I went to community college for like a year or so and then had a baby and I was like, this isn't gonna work.
Yeah.
And I mean, I like got like office jobs, like HR
yeah.
type stuff. And then once I had baby number three, we were like, this is not like I'm paying to work kind of a thing.
Well, yeah, because you have to put them in daycare and
yes,
stuff.
And
yeah.
Then, you know, you don't feel super great about it as,
yeah.
you know. So I quit.
You quit.
So,
good for you.
You know, my husband.
And he was like supportive of that decision.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
He was, yeah. Absolutely.
I mean, if he does, if he can support, then I would
yeah.
be like, see
I mean,
us.
We aren't like living it up or anything.
No.
You know, we have to be careful because we have four kids.
Right.
I would not believe how much they cost. Just
I can't imagine. I have a problem dog and he cost me so much money. So
oh.
I can't imagine how a child would be. Like, he has so many issues. Like, I'm taking him to the vet like once a month. That dog
oh,
is expensive.
You're a good doggy mommy.
So, I mean, basically, your kids are your life, like, obviously.
Yeah.
Do you get any spare time for yourself, like mom and dad, date night? Do you guys ever get a babysitter?
It
like,
gets crazy because my kids are, they all go to magnet school too.
Okay.
And so they're very spread out. Like my two youngest go to school at the beach. And luckily my bestie and I carpool together because her daughter goes there too. So we share. But, you know, I live in Arlington. So it's like a 40
yeah,
minute
drive. Far,
so
yeah.
I drive 40 minutes to get them to school, drive 40 minutes home.
Oh, gosh.
Drive 40 minutes to go pick them up, drive 40 minutes home.
So your whole day spent in your car.
I mean, sometimes it gets yeah. crazy. And you know, I have another kid that goes to school on like the south side high school, and then I have another kid that goes to school on the west side. So
oh my gosh, I never thought about that.
But those two, I made them start catching the bus. I was like,
okay.
I just literally
can't
physically cannot do it, and they're older and they're, you know, like they got it. So they're on the bus. But it's just, it's so hard, like when they have functions or
you're only one mom. Only one person.
Only one mommy.
I
yeah.
know.
But yeah, no.
But you make it work.
I make it work.
Yeah. You seem work. Like you do. You seem like you got it all together.
You got, I mean, well, that's like, you know, if you come to my house, you know I love you if I let you inside. Because, I mean, it's interesting. You
yeah.
know, I can't keep it all together. I try super hard and my family, you know, helps. My husband helps.
Do you have a family in town?
My mom is here, but
okay.
she just retired recently. So she has been working. So she isn't really available to help. But hopefully now she will be
oh,
able
yeah,
to.
Absolutely.
So That's when maybe the date night. Yeah,
let's go. Hubby and I need a date night.
Yeah. So you know, it's few and far between, but we try and make the most of time at home. You know,
of course,
once the kids go to bed, you know, we have like a screened in porch area with a pool, and so we'll go out there. We have a TV out there. We'll go out and hang and have drinks together.
Yeah, because I feel like that seems, especially when you have so many kids that are taking up so much of your time, like during your days, like I feel like that seems like a very important part of like marriage and family, to like make sure you have that alone time with your significant other.
Yes.
Right.
And they know because, and if they're not asleep and they're awake, we'll be like, mommy and daddy are having grown-up time.
Yeah.
And,
oh, okay, so you like set that time.
We do. We just, if we're like hanging out and we don't feel like dealing with, you know, the craziness of that, as long as they're like doing something and nobody's bleeding or you know, catching something on fire, we're like, mommy and daddy are having grown-up time, we're hanging out, you go do this, and we're all good.
Only come see me if you're bleeding.
Yes.
If not, I am having a drink and relaxing.
Yes.
Okay, so I want to talk about Strong, which is so interesting to me. I found you through one of the other women that I've had on the podcast, I'm assuming. I don't know. Instagram's crazy. But I feel like, in my opinion, I want you to tell me about it because I don't like know a lot about it. But I see it as like you're like an artist, essentially. Like that's how I feel, at least when I look at it, without like reading or anything. And I think what you do is amazing. But can you explain it to people who are listening so that they can get a better idea? It's like string.
It's called string art.
String art, okay.
Yes, and I mean, it's been around since like the 60s. I'm not like creating anything new. But I've never seen
anything like that before.
Okay, so if you looked at like the 60s string art, it's very like psychedelic and like swirly, like
like people are on acid and they're creating
collars. And then they, you know, kids would do like little boats, and it was kind of like a staple in a household that a kid would do it. Like they would do it at school and then bring it home.
Right.
And that's how it was. So, I mean, it's evolved over the years. And if you look on Pinterest or even Etsy, you'll find a million and one different ones. Like, I'm not the only one.
But right.
I feel like what I do is elevate it to a different level and make it more artistic rather than, not to down anybody's, but like, I don't.
Do you feel like it's more like personal? Like, I feel like the things that you're creating are very like,
yes.
I mean, I've seen some of the stuff you've done for like logo wise for companies and stuff.
Yeah.
So I feel like that seems like it's more personal. And
I mean, and I try to work really hard. Like if somebody contacts me and says, you know, I want something, you know, personal and memorable and special, I really try to work with them.
Right.
And give my suggestions on what I think would work. And then they have their input. So that way they feel like they're connected to the piece too, where it's a collaborative, you know, piece that, you know, if it's art, you're investing in something. It's not a $20 picture that you pick up at Target or something.
Right.
Like, you want it to be something that you're investing in to put on your wall to keep forever. So,
So for example, you guys, Brandy brought me this. It's the Jacksonville. It's a downtown skyline, right? And it's so cool. Like, how do you draw it out? I see that there's nails and then you string it? Or
so
do you have to draw it out first?
Yeah, I mean, it's such a huge process, really, because I literally do every step myself. Like, I get the wood, I have to measure the wood and cut the wood. So, like, part of my creating is the craftsmanship side where I'm using power tools.
Oh, you are? You're cutting? Okay,
yeah, girl.
That's awesome.
So I'm out there like,
yeah, girl.
On my saw, like sawing the wood. And then I have to, once I saw it, I have to sand it. And then I have to stain it. And then a lot of times, it depends on what it is. Sometimes some of my stuff is hand-drawn. Some of my stuff, I go to my computer and I create a template. I use, you know, Adobe Illustrator or Photoshop or whatever it is. And I size it to create, you know, what I want it to be.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, I have to, like, mark the nail points. And then I have to hammer each one in. Excuse me. And then I string it. I mean,
do you have like the patience of a god? Like, I feel like I have zero patience. Like, I can't even drive through traffic without being like, drive faster.
I don't know. So, I think it's a lot of people, because I've done, you know, different workshops at like West Elm, and then I did the one at Mocha for.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah. So when people do it, they're kind of like, I could see how this would be therapeutic in a way.
Okay.
Because you're just like focused in on it, and you're just kind of like doing it. you know.
All right, I got that. I guess I just can't focus on anything, period. So that's why I'm like, how do you do this?
I mean, I just found it just became my thing. Like, I started doing it because when we bought our house, we moved in, we like upgraded once we had like four kids. We moved in when we had two, then we had four. We were like, oh God,
need some more space.
This is not going to work.
You're on top of me constantly.
Yeah. So we moved and we bought a bigger house. And then I was like, okay, well, now what am I going to put on the walls? And I just started experimenting with it, and I started creating stuff for my own house. And then I was like, oh, I think I'm kind of good at this, and I kind of like it. And then I started giving it to friends. And that's when I came up with the name, and I just, like, made it a thing. And
yeah, so it's an Etsy shop that you're selling your stuff, right?
Yes.
But do you sell it around town locally at all?
Yes. So I go to Riverside Arts Market. I took the summer off just because it's so hot.
Yeah, and you have kids who are
and
home.
And I have kids who are home, and so it makes it hard to keep up with inventory and stuff like that. But I'll be back there at the end of October.
Okay.
And then continuing.
Is there something coming up at the in October that you're, is there some, like,
the
a makery? Are you going to be there?
Yes.
Okay,
I'm
cool.
I'm going to be there, too.
I'm going to try to make it to that.
Yep, that's 2 days. That's at the Glass Factory.
Okay.
The 7th and the 8th.
It's just a bunch of local businesses that are selling their stuff, right?
Okay. Yeah, I mean, the makeries, they're great. And so Ram, all these places, like, people ask me, like, oh, how, you know, like, what do you attribute your success to or whatever? And there's so many pieces to the puzzle,
right?
I feel like, you know, number one, you have to have good work, you know, your product has to be good. But then it's like other people that are kind of like, they got your back, you know, they believe in what you're doing, they're telling people, because if you have a great product but nobody cares about it, then you're just, you know,
it's like word of mouth.
It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Yeah. But like places like Ram and the Makery, they are about supporting their
local
makers,
small business,
their artisans, and letting people see what they're doing.
Right.
And it's great. Yeah.
It's like showcasing it, I guess, essentially. So you'll just kind of take your, I mean, you obviously have your shop, but how do you feel like what's helped you spread the word about your business?
I mean, Instagram, obviously.
Yeah, social media is
like,
just huge.
Like, such a great platform. You know, I have a love-hate with it sometimes because...
Do you do everything by yourself? Nobody helps you? Okay.
I do. So, I mean, I've had to learn how to do so many things. Like, I've had to be a photographer. You know, I've had to learn how to hashtag properly. Like, God, it's... so annoying, but I know I have to do it, so I do it. But
well, your feed looks nice, so I feel like you're doing a good job.
Oh, thank you.
Of course.
But I mean it takes work. Like, you wouldn't even believe, maybe I shouldn't even say it, but sometimes to set up one of those photos takes, you know, at least 30 minutes just to set it up, you know.
Right.
You have to make sure you have this plant and the floor is swept or the wall is whatever, and then take the photo, edit the photo, upload the photo. It's
it does. Like, I'll take so long just taking a photo, like, just for if it's like what my shirt or something. I'm like, this one isn't good. This one isn't good. So I can't imagine something that's actually important, like
it's,
your stuff.
Yeah. So Instagram is key. And then kind of what I said before, like word of mouth and people who want to be supportive and
like in your
Chelsea Babes Who Hustle,
right?
You know, other makers, Beth, who does Of Joy and Whimsy, she does painted, you know, rounds. I mean, like, I could sit here and throw out a million names, but it's a community, it really is. And other people supporting other makers and letting everybody know, like, hey, she's awesome, go check her out, and then people stumble upon you, really is what it is. Because it's so hard to be found in a sea of a million makers on Etsy or whatever it is now. I know.
It's true.
So.
But I mean, I think you have the advantage, too, because you are creating things. Like, so if somebody reaches out to you and says, I want this specifically for me, you could do it for them, essentially, depending on what it is.
Yes, pretty much.
So what's your favorite piece that you've ever created? I know that's probably hard to say, but maybe like top three.
I mean, obviously, the Jacksonville skyline is by far the most, I guess, personal. And it's like one of my top sellers here locally, obviously. Because if you live here, you either love it or you hate it here. And
that's pretty true. It might be for everywhere, but I totally agree.
Yeah. But the people who love Jacksonville are like diehard Jacksonville all the way.
Right.
And it was a way for me to create something that people could have and, like, I don't know, just have that feeling of Jacksonville pride.
Right.
So that one.
It's true. There is that sense of, like, local. I mean, I love my city. Yeah. I want to support people in my city. And this is really cool to have in your home. And it's like, chic, too. It's not, like, obnoxious. I've seen, like, some Skyline stuff that's, like, bright and big and, like, maybe doesn't go with the stuff. Like, I have a very neutral, decorated apartment. So I feel like it's, you can, I mean, obviously everybody has different tastes, right. But
I can customize the unique colors and whatever. But I, that's my thing, is I'm much more like, I like clean, simple lines.
Same, yeah.
I mean, I don't like it to be too busy. Right. So that's why I created it like that. And I like, you know, a lot of the geometric things that I do are kind of some of my favorites because I like that.
I saw one that you did that was like a fox. That was so cute.
Oh, thank you.
I don't remember. I mean, I was just looking at your Instagram before you came in here stalking you.
Yeah.
But I like it because it is simple, but it looks really cute. And if on a wall, it looks incredible.
Yeah. And I made a custom one for Kayla.
Oh, you did? That's awesome. That's so cute. But so you could, if somebody has a business here in town and they would love to have something made for their company, they could reach out to you and you could figure it out with them.
Yeah, I've had a couple of businesses do that. Yeah.
That's awesome.
So it's, you know, and I like doing those too because it's kind of supporting them and then I'll post it on my feed so that, you know, it kind of gives them a shout out too, you know?
Like, right. And if it's around town, people could be like, oh, who did that? And then they could be like, oh,
yeah,
Brandy did that.
Yeah.
Gotta hit her up.
Yeah.
So how long does it take to typically complete like one of your projects? Like how long did it take you to do this skyline that you just gave me?
I mean, if I tell you like complete start to finish.
Because you don't really like sit down and do the whole thing at once.
No. Okay. I mean, usually I have like a list of things that I need to prepare. So I have like a cut list and I, you know, like write it down on paper.
Right.
And go out, you know, out to my outdoor studio and I like cut all the wood and then, you know, sand it and stain it and let it dry. And then
because you can't
just do it
all immediately.
It's
that,
like,
makes sense.
Yeah. So, I mean, but I would say that one probably takes about 2.5 hours.
That's crazy. That's a long time.
Yeah.
But I mean, totally worth it to have something so unique, like hanging in your apartment and like, especially for the city that you live in.
Right.
And even if you move, that's a cool thing to have. Be like, oh, I used to live in Jacksonville.
Yeah.
Like,
and I get people from all over asking me to make all different skylines. So
like have you done New York City? And
I've done New York City. I just did a Dallas one. I've done, I got a Toronto one I'm about to do.
Nice.
I mean,
so
kind of all over.
If you love your city, you can get Brandy.
Let me know.
Okay. So obviously you do custom orders.
Yes.
But are like, besides those few places you mentioned, are you, like you said something about West Elm? Was that like a pop-up?
So I did, no, but I'm going to do another one in October. They do like workshops there. Like,
okay, because I think I saw on your Instagram like you're going to be at West Elm, but it fits.
That's
like the vibe that you have, I feel like.
Right.
And that's like my favorite store in the whole world.
I know. Oh my gosh.
I'm obsessed with every single thing in there, but I can maybe afford a candle.
I know. I tell those ladies when I walk in there and the guys that work there too, I'm like, I would be so broke if I worked here.
I know.
And they look at me and they're like, We are. Like, it's really hard because we get our paycheck and we just turn around and spend, because they're seeing all the new stuff.
I know.
First, and they know what's coming. And
like, I want to, like, pick up one of the set rooms and just be like, can you just move this into my house?
Pack this up
and just
it
all
over.
Of it. Like, just everything looks good.
I know. It's beautiful in there. And it's a cool place to, like, you know, have a class. It's very, like, you know, intimate. And so people just, I create a design and then I post about it, and then people, if they like it, they pay and they come and we sit down and I do all the, like, the hard stuff.
Oh, so you're doing a class there.
Right.
Oh, I didn't realize that. So okay, it probably is the definition of workshop, Megan.
Yeah.
Way to go.
You got it.
Sorry, I'm a little behind.
So
that's awesome.
I cut the wood, I sand it, I stain it, I put the nails in, and then I bring one that's completed so they can see, and then I show them the technique of how to do the string around it and walk them through that, so then they go home with the piece.
It's kind of like that painting with a twist thing.
Yes.
You should totally do something like that and then have wine.
I know.
And then,
I
don't know.
Well, if you're coming to West Elm, you can bring your own wine.
You can?
You can. If for the workshop.
Yeah. Oh, okay. I was like, I mean, what? Why have I never done this?
I'm just going to hang out at What's On with my wine.
No, I'd be like leaving with a couch. They'd be like, excuse me, ma'am, you need to get off this chair. You
cannot keep this. Yeah, no. And then when I just did the one at Mocha, that was like right before the hurricane. And shout out to the people that came because it was crazy. It was like, it was like 3 days before.
It's like chaos.
The hurricane. And then it was with the whole debacle too of like people defacing the Confederate thing in Hemming Park, and so there were protesters out there, and
right?
I mean, I don't
there's a lot going on,
but it was just crazy.
But you're still holding your workshop.
So many police out there. Everybody was questioning it, and I was like, you know what? Like, these people paid, and they want to come, and they'll show up. And every person that paid showed up.
That's awesome. Good.
So that was a good spot, though, too.
So is that
we were, like, hanging out in Mocha? And, yeah. Like, they got drinks from Nola, and yeah.
Is that something you're looking to do more? Kind of like more of those workshops with people, or you just don't really have the time?
Yeah, that's the thing.
Yeah.
Like, especially getting into like the end of October, early November, it gets
holidays.
Insane.
Yeah. But you're because like, you're going to be so busy.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Like,
would you ever think about hiring someone to help you?
I've been asked that before, and I just can't, like, I can't. It's like a control issue.
Okay.
And I think that's what it is with my work, too. Like, I'm so, like...
Anal? No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah.
I'm kidding.
No, but it is true. Like, with my... Everything has to be perfect. If you look at that piece, like, if one nail is not in the right spot, it's, like, jacked up. Like, so...
But that's why it's so good, is because of your attention to detail.
Thank you. I'm a perfectionist when it comes to it. I mean, I'm kind of like that about everything. If I'm starting something, I'm doing it right, and I'm going to finish
that's
it.
That's good. Like, I mean, that's why it's successful, because you do it right. So, see, that's why I feel like I respect it, because it just seems to me like you have the patience. Like, I've done one of those painting with a twist things before, and I was like, by the time I was like... done, I was like, I'm over this. Like, I think I would get over it. I'm like a little kid, like at ADD. Like, I'm like, I'm over this. I'm like, where's the drink?
Right. Like, this doesn't look right.
But I'm horrible.
I don't want to do this anymore.
But like, that's why it's amazing what you do, because a lot of people wouldn't have the patience for something like that.
That's true.
Yeah.
I mean, it does take a lot of time and a lot of being careful. And, you know, like when I first started, something like that would have taken me forever.
Yeah.
Because
so now do you feel like it's quicker?
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I make a lot less mistakes, you know, because I would do the whole thing and then look at it and be like, oh,
you realize like one little thing is messed
up.
One
little thing.
Yeah.
And maybe no one would even notice it, but I was like, nope, this is wrong. And I would have to like cut all the string off and like start all over.
Oh, God.
So, I mean, that's why it's like, there's really no shortcuts, but over time I've, you know, perfected it.
And right.
I know what to look for and how to do it so that it comes out right.
That's awesome.
So.
I can't imagine like how your life is around like Christmas time with like all your kids and then all the orders.
Oh my gosh. If I brush my teeth, I'm like, yes.
I get a break.
I brushed my teeth today. Mama did good.
That's amazing.
Because I mean,
it's a good sign, because that means you're popular and you're successful and you're killing it.
Yeah. Well, thank you. I mean, I'm trying. I'm trying real hard. But it's like, you know.
Yeah.
I wake up and my alarm goes off at 5, and I have to make sure my kids are up and make them their lunches, because my oldest, he's in high school and school starts, you know,
so
early
for those poor high schoolers.
Yeah, I know. Boo-hoo. So I have to make sure that he's out of the house, and then my next one leaves the house, and then take it. But anyway, so I'm up early doing all of that, and then it's like straight to work, and I basically am living in like athletic clothes for like all of that period.
That's okay.
There's no makeup happening. There's no hair fixing, like, and showering is like optional.
Debatable.
At that point.
Yeah,
like I'm like, I think I'm good. And luckily my husband loves me that much that he'll just ignore all of those things and be like, babe, you're beautiful. I'm like, oh,
that's what you need, is that support system.
Yes.
Yeah, that's how you can keep going. So how long have you, like, how long has String Strong been around?
A little over 2 years.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I already have noticed, like, I feel like you're doing really well. Maybe one day you might need an intern or something. I don't know.
I know. But it's like, then I'm like, okay, well, what am I going to have them do? Because
it is your own thing. Yeah.
It is.
And it's a very unique
and then,
talent.
Like, part of it, I've thought about it. I'm like, oh, well, I could probably get somebody to at least, like, cut the wood or sand it. But then I'm like, I would totally have to have like some sort of liability insurance because if somebody like chopped off a finger or something. Because seriously, I have shaved off like a piece of my finger on my saw before.
I'll show you pictures later. Oh my God.
I didn't post that one on social media. I might pass on that one. Like totally like clipped the tip of my finger. So ow. I don't know. Like,
I mean, how old's your son? 15?
15.
Yeah, why don't you make him do it?
I'm thinking about it. Yeah, like I'll let you chop off your finger. It'll be like built in. I don't need to have insurance for you.
Yeah, it's like a built-in helper, you know?
He does come with me though whenever I do markets and stuff.
Oh,
like,
that's great.
I bring him along and he helps me like unload everything.
That's so nice.
Set it all up. I make him work a little.
Good.
Yeah.
That's what kids are for, right?
Exactly. No, just kidding. See, that's why you need to start working on that.
I know. Don't worry. I will. Okay. So where can people find you on social media so they can see all your amazing creations?
So I mainly just go with Instagram.
Okay.
I'm like one thing and try and do it well.
All right.
And it's string, string, strong. That's it.
That's it.
And then on Etsy, you can just search me up, String String Strong. I have a website, stringstringstrong.com.
Oh, it is? Okay. Yeah. I didn't see your website. I saw your Etsy page. Awesome.
I do. I mean,
and then create like for specific orders, they can just like reach out to you on Etsy and just be like, this is what I want.
Totally.
All right.
They can
awesome.
Send me an email, brandy@stringstringstrong.com, which is also on my website. People DM me on Instagram all the time.
Right.
Like, whatever.
I think that's what I did to you.
just any kind of communication.
There you go.
Good. Yeah.
Okay, guys. Brandy String String Strung. And you have to go on her Etsy page and just, like, see some of the things that she's created because it's so cool. I'm staring at this Jayville downtown skyline right now. That's so awesome. Thank you so much. I appreciate it. Thank you for coming in.
Oh, my gosh. Please. I'm playing it cool. Like, it's not a big deal, but it's totally a big deal.
You did amazing.